my darlings, Ash London here, and this is the first ever podcast from Ash London Live because it's our first ever show. I'm talking Peking Duck, I'm talking Zara Larsson. Plus, I'm telling you about some incredible gigs that you've got to get yourself tickets to. I hope you enjoy it.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favourite artist. On air, online and streaming across the globe. Yeah. Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
Oh, yeah. To be alive, and what a night to be live. My name is Ash, and I am really, really excited. I've been given 3 hours to talk about, to celebrate my favorite thing in the world. No, not Ricky Martin in very tight leather pants. Gosh, that would be lovely. But music! I just got a text from my manager. She said she's so nervous for me that she has diarrhea, which is a pretty good indication of how much faith she has in me. Guys, we're going to have so much fun tonight. It is a celebration of music, the thing that we love most. We have got Shawn Mendes meet and greets to give away. We're going to be hanging out backstage at X Factor with Zara Larsson. We've got amazing music to play. Muramasa, Chance the Rapper. Gosh, I love Chance the Rapper, and he just announced dates in Australia. Drizzy Drake dropped some new music, so we're going to play that. And we're going to have some fun. TK Minds, you'll hear her in a couple of minutes. Do you boys want to throw anything in there?
Oh, I'm actually Ash. It's Draco here.
Yes,
I have a little bit of surprise I didn't tell you about before.
I love surprises. What do you got for me, mate?
Your favourite, I'm going to say one of your favourite artists ever.
Yeah.
Troye Sivan. Yeah. I've got him exclusively on the show.
I'm amazed.
Yeah.
You've gone the extra mile, and I love that. You know, like, it's the first week. I want to impress the people. So you've gone behind our backs and you've given us an exclusive. Okay, let me look at the show rundown.
Yeah, where we got room to put it? Because it's pretty big.
9:30. That's a good time.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. But first of all, let's play some music.
On Ash London Live, this is The Monday Masterpiece.
Every single week, we're going to kick off the week right. We're going to go into the vault and find a masterpiece. Like one of those tracks that when you hear it, you're like, oh, I love this. Now, a lot of them will be classics, but this week it's a little different because sometimes you hear a song and straight away, you know it's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
You know that you're going to just love it for many times to come.
Like Hilary Duff, Come Clean.
Nothing like that whatsoever. I don't even know that song. But this is a local one from Peking Duck. Now, in exciting news, the boys are going to be in studio with us after the track. But man, what a song to kick off Ash London Live with. It is the boys Adam and Ruben together with Ellie Fant. It is Stranger, and it is our first ever Monday Masterpiece.
No matter who you are or where you're from, whatever your sound, whatever you're into, the music you know and love lives right here.
Ash London Live.
According to their Twitter, they are like peanut butter, never oily, never dry, but always wet. Adam, Ruben, welcome.
What an intro.
Good to see you.
We have just played the brand new single, Stranger. I mean,
you knew
it was a banger.
It was a banger. We were definitely shaking our booties. We were shaking our booties.
Like proper shaking booties? Yeah. Like at what level of booty shaking are we talking?
Like drinking red wine.
Picking up bottles of red and smashing them onto the floor.
And then just going bang, bang, bang.
Smashed one on the ceiling.
It was definitely the right one to put out next, you know, because we've been working on so much music lately.
Yeah.
And that was...
There was a few to choose from.
Yeah. So it was like...
felt right.
For sure. And Ellie's a G.
She's
great
amazing.
Friend. Yeah, so
and
just...
she's coming out soon. Are you guys going to, like, hook up with her when you see her?
Yeah, we'll be doing some...
Well, we're playing a couple of festivals together. I think we'll... collaborate on stage for amazing. That song,
for
perhaps.
Sure.
Make it a bit more special.
It is an exciting time for Australian music.
It is.
So much happening. And when we return, I do want to talk about the album because I know you have lots of exciting collaborations on there. Ooh. But it must be really cool for you guys to feel like you're part of something that's really exciting that's happening locally because you go around the world and there's so much music that we're exporting. Is that exciting for you?
When you go into the studio, they're always like, oh, you know, you Aussies are crazy with that stuff. And it's like, oh, are we? And then you sort of think about it and you're like, whoa, there is a lot of good music.
Yeah.
I think we've worked with more Aussies outside of Australia than we have inside.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
And you recorded this one in Sweden, and there's something going on in Sweden. Like Iconopop and Galantis and Elephant and Zara Larsson is in town now. Yeah. I've never been to Sweden. Educate me. What's going on there,
it's
man?
It's the most sexy, beautiful
place. It's so clean and beautiful, and everyone's amazing.
Everyone's so friendly and beautiful and nice. It's like
crazy.
It's like heaven. I really think it's like
it
heaven.
It is like heaven. Ooh. But we haven't been there in the winter yet where it's like 2 hours of daylight.
Yeah. No one like that.
But I don't know. It's like they make, the way they make their pop music is crazy. I don't know what, I don't know what's in the water there. Like it's just, they got it down. Their songwriting is impeccable.
Well, the audition sounding so good with you boys. Well done. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks.
Stick around because I want to talk about
having us.
I want to talk about the new album. Can you guys do a radio voice when we return?
And next on Ash London Live, the weekend with Daft Punk, Starboy.
I'm trying to put you in the worst mood.
Built for the nation
with dedication.
This is Ash London Live.
Don't that feel real funky, y'all?
I'm still joined by Adam and Ruben from Peking Duck. And I am laughing myself sick in my Peking Duck Kappa collab jacket.
Hey, you are.
How sick does it look?
It looks dope.
It's pretty sick. Are you going to put these on, like, on sale on your website?
They're going to be on sale through our glue store. So that'll be coming
you
out very soon.
You guys are just wheeling and dealing.
Like, pretty much hustlers.
Like the Wolves of Wall Street. Part duh.
Part duh.
I'm saying.
Part duh.
New album.
The Ducks of Bankstown.
Is that the name of the new album?
That's the new Wolf of Wall Street.
Well, why isn't it the name of the album?
Oh, it should be that. Yeah, true. I mean, we are from Canberra. That's probably the issue.
Minor details. You can't lie to the people. Wikipedia, they already know you're from Canberra. You can't change the story. The truth gets in the way.
Yeah,
a guy already jacked out Wikipedia. So tell me that.
Julia Stone, Jared James, Daniel Johns are some of the collaborations that I'm hearing about.
You already know some.
What the heck?
We've been getting in the studio with a lot of people.
Are you just getting the list of, like, curl Australian artists and be like, yep, take them all?
Yeah, pretty much.
Whoever we can work with, we are working with, and we've just been making lots of songs. We're not like saying that any one of those artists will be on the album, but there's so many that are potentially going to be, and we're so excited that we've had so many big opportunities.
Already this is such an exciting, different sound and shows such an evolution for you guys. Does that evolution continue? Are we going to hear kind of some different things?
Yeah, definitely. We got like 100%. Some psychedelic rock stuff on there. We got some funky stuff.
How funky?
It's a pretty disco, baby.
There's some disco. There's a bit of rap.
I love it. When are we going to hear it?
Wouldn't you just like to know? I'm going to say before 2019, and that's all you get.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
Before 2019.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Soon enough.
Speaking of new drops, Drizzy dropped three of them today. Yeah. Not albums, just
on
tracks.
On OBO Sound Radio.
I'm going to just take a punt here and say that you are Drake fans.
I live for Drake.
I'm starting to realise there's a few good jams on his new album, Views.
Ruben's really in denial about liking Drake.
I'm hearing that. Adam, you're a huge fan, though. Like, tell me about your love. Why?
I actually used to hate Drake. I used to despise him. I didn't get it. I couldn't adapt to it. And then, I don't know what it was. I can't remember what song. But I just heard him rapping, and he was going crazy on it. And I was like, whoa, this is good. And then I just sort of took a shining to it, and then now I'm obsessed.
I love that, because so many people, we get so caught up in our idea of this is what I like, this is what I don't like. And it's a big thing to admit that sometimes you just, one day you get it, whether it's you changing or the artist changing, but you kind of go, yeah, I'm on board.
Big up Drake. He's killing it. No one can fault him right now. Like, he's on top.
Well, you've given him a great intro. We're going to play one of the tracks right now on Ash London Live. Adam, do you want to introduce it? I mean, the song is called Fake Love.
This is Fake Love.
Fake Laugh. Because I'm...
What's up? This is Fake Love by Drizzy Drake.
It's Ash London Live. You're here?
Ash London Loves.
I am still joined in studio by Adam and Ruben, and Adam is doing some serious... You look like one of those blow-up things that it's outside the tyre shop.
Yeah, the air dancers.
The way you're dancing.
We have air dancers, and we actually blow them up all the time.
Oh, that's the name for them, air dancers.
Now you know.
We used to bring them out on stage at festivals.
We stole them from a used car yard, and we now take them to festivals.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But
the guy's coming after us now, so we sort of got to...
His name's Warren.
We got to take care of Warren.
Piss off, Warren, if you're listening. No one likes you.
Yes!
Thank you.
All right, tonight's Ash London Loves track is from a 20-year-old DJ. This shits me up the wall because I'm 30 and you've got 20-year-old DJs making amazing songs.
Kids in bedrooms banging it.
But it is so exciting. It's from Guernsey, which I think is like the equivalent of like Tasmania, but smaller.
Yeah.
His name is Muramasa. Have you heard of him? Have you heard this track?
He's one of the most talented producers in the game right now, hands down. Now he's got ASAP Rocky on a joint. He's doing crazy things.
I love that this track used to be Lovesick F, But then ASAP Rocky came on it and they just made it Lovesick. Like, you know you're badass when ASAP Rocky comes on a track and then makes it cleaner.
Wow. I think that would have been a record label move right there. I reckon probably. They would have gone, guys, let's make this a bit more commercially viable and scrap the airport.
That's a good radio voice.
What do you think about that one, Ruben? Do you like that?
You know what? I'm loving every single part of that, Adam.
That's funny. Great. Back to you, Adam.
ASAP Rocky needs no introduction. Muramasa's got an incredible introduction from Peking Duck. And this, it's got like some old school kind of 90s hip hop at the start. There's some calypso in there. Then there's ASAP. I love this track. And we hope that you guys love it too. If you do, send us a tweet at Ash London Live. Thanks for hanging out, boys.
Ash. The pleasure's all ours. And my love.
This is Lovesick. Of course, the S is with a dollar sign on Ash London Live.
Ash London Live, baby.
Now, the show may be called Ash London Live. There may only be one name in that title, but I am surrounded by a team of incredibly talented human beings who pretty much make me look and sound good, hopefully. So, of course, we've got Wolfie. Now, he's in the dungeon. He's the guy that makes all the openings, like, to Ash London Live. He does those things. Then, of course, we've got producer Draco, who you know and love. Any chance to get on the microphone? You didn't need to have your microphone on, did you?
It's on. Is it on?
And then we have our EP Luke here. Get on the mic, old mate.
Is this working?
Oh, God.
Oh, Draco doesn't. Bloody... Is it this one over here?
Gosh, I think it's just, this one.
It's this one over here.
There we go.
No, it's not.
No,
that one.
Just go over on Draco's microphone. Just go and stand next to Draco. This is awkward because I want to talk about the fact that you're having a baby.
Yeah.
You're going to be great at it. When's the missus due?
December.
So pretty close to now.
Very close.
And
very
it is
close.
Your first child?
First child. And she's a little bit worried because I'm thinking of Facebooking live the whole thing.
Streaming it.
Yeah, streaming it live online. But,
It's an absolute no from me. I wanted to get you in here to talk about the plan. Like when you do go into the labour situation when the baby's coming out, what's your job going to be? You're going to be holding, are you going to be at the business end? Are you going to be just playing some, you really want to Facebook live stream it?
Facebook live stream it, and I'm going to be loading her mouth up with ice chips.
Yes, that's good. Yeah. So I'm going to give you an example now of kind of what not, Draco's looking at him like he's crazy. It's a thing because you get dehydrated and hot when you're pushing a baby out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's been to the prenatal classes.
Yeah, I know.
So the example here of what not to do is DJ Khaled. Now, I love this man sick. He's my favourite person to follow on Twitter, at DJ Khaled, if you don't follow him now. His lady went into labour and, first of all, he's talking about how nervous he is.
Y'all got my nerves going. Y'all stressing me out.
Yes, DJ Khaled is chilling back while his missus is having a baby, talking A, about how nervous he is, and then B, playing his own music. What the hell? Two randoms are there holding his missus's hands while he just sits back and talks about how nervous he was. Ridiculous. And then the baby comes and he's all like happy and, you know, thanking the Lord. Have a listen.
God, it's great, man.
Yeah. We're going to cut the cord.
I'm scared, man.
No, come on. Quick. No film,
no problem. I'm going to let y'all hear it only.
He's too scared to cut the cord. His lady has just pushed a watermelon-sized child, an extra large watermelon if he really is a father because he's a big man, out of her vajutsa, and he's too scared to cut the bloody cord. Does it change the fact that I love him more than life? No. No, Australia, it does not. And that is why, in celebration of his new baby boy, we're going to put him on air. He's with Nicki Minaj. The track is called Do You Mind, DJ Khaled on Ash London Live.
Breaking and curating the best music on earth for your ears only.
This is Ash London Live.
Miss Zara Larson.
Hello.
Welcome. For the people at home that can't see you because this is the radio, I need you to take us through those shoes, my darling.
Yeah, they're thigh-high red. What do you call this, latex?
Latex, it's definitely latex.
Yes. And there's like a
crisscross lace thing happening at the back. Yeah. Delicious. You're obviously from Sweden. Iconopop, Pop, Eric Castle.
Yeah.
Elephant, Galantis.
Yeah.
What do you guys have in the water over there that makes kick-ass pop killers?
Oh, wow. Look at that. We're backstage at X Factor.
Yeah. And someone is building a house. behind us, which is great. Yep.
No, but
going.
I don't know. I'm really, really happy to be surrounded by incredible people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, we're about to play the new track, Ain't My Fault.
Yeah.
You've done heaps of interviews about it. We know that it was originally about stealing a man. We know that you and MNEK work great in the studio because you're so relaxed about it.
Oh, look at you. You've done your research.
Yeah.
I highly appreciate it, actually. I'm like, please don't let me talk about that.
Well, what can you tell us about the song that you want people to know maybe that you haven't talked about yet? Or is this an interesting thing to know before you hear it for the first time?
I can tell you guys that it's really hard to perform live.
Why is that?
It's because I have so much autotune on it.
Oh.
Like, because I want it to sound autotune-y.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want that vibe of autotune on it as something, like an effect.
Yeah, it's a production quality that you want it to come across.
So when you sing it live, it's just like, it's different, but it's still good. It's still good. But it's hard.
It's hard.
It's really
tough. Especially when you're rocking thigh-high latex boots, you know what I'm saying? I hear you.
Because when I record, I was like, turn up the autotune. Turn it up.
More.
It's not enough.
Well, we're about to get the song on the air. Would you like to introduce it for the first time on Ash London Live?
Well, sure. Okay, here we go. Hello, guys. My name is Zara Larson, and this is my new single, Ain't My Fault.
A to the S to the H to the Ash London. This is
Ash London Live.
I'll wait till the beat go away.
And still backstage hanging out with the darling Zara Larson.
Yeah.
You were just named one of Time's most influential teenagers. What? Yeah. What is part of you that you would hope that people would be influenced by? Something that you're really proud of that you think, yeah, teenagers all over the world could learn from this lesson that I have learned?
Oh, wow. I think that for me, my life is pretty monotonous. Do you say that?
Yeah, monotonous.
Monotonous, thank you. I sing and then I go back to bed and watch Pretty Little Liars. So I don't really have any great lessons in life, but...
But that's discipline, I think.
I'm very disciplined, I have to say that. And I'm just very determinated.
Yeah.
On what I want in life. But just keep on working. Just keep on working. I just keep on working so hard that I don't really think about keep on working. I just do it. It's almost like autopilot.
Yeah.
But just work and work and you'll get there eventually. It will happen.
It will happen.
Yeah.
One more question before I let you go.
Yeah.
One thing I really love about you, woman to woman, chick to chick, is the way that you really own your sexuality.
Well, thank you.
I think we live in a world where so many men kind of dictate how women are supposed to be sexually, but at such a young age, you've managed to find something that works for you and you own it.
Thanks.
Where does that come from? Is that just a parental thing that you learned, or is it just because Sweden's like 100 years ahead of us here in the rest of the world?
I guess it's both. I guess it's, you know, my parents are great. I got the world's best idol, Beyonce.
Yeah,
I'm a bit inspired by her in these boots. If anybody saw the Formation tour, it's not been in Australia yet. But you will see when she's doing Crazy in Love, she's wearing boots like these.
Yeah.
No, but it's like you say, I feel like women nowadays are kind of reclaiming their sexuality and being sexy, like Beyonce in a leotard. Some people say it's objectifying, but for me, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's owning her sexuality as well. And yes, I feel like girls and women all over the world are affected by how men in particular see women, but it's kind of like a double punishment. We want women to be really sexy, but we don't want it if they want to be sexy themselves. We're like, no, stop that. No.
Yeah, we decide how it's going
to
be.
Yeah, but I feel like nowadays girls and women are just happy to be sexy and because they want to be sexy and because they want to look hot. And I think that's great.
Beautifully said. And thank you so much
for
hanging out on the show tonight.
Of
I'm kind of apt that now the next song that we're going to play is Sexual by Naked. Ooh. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Zara Larson, you're a legend. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our first ever episode of Ash London Live. I want to say big thank you to my two boys in the studio, Luke and Draco. I couldn't do any of this without you. You're wonderful friends and very good at your jobs.
Aww.
And giving a shout out to Wolfie in the audio production dungeon.
Wolfie.
You can't see us, but I'm sending the love. Today was a great day, not only because we started this incredible show, but also because some great things in the life of the music nerd that is Ash London happened, and I want to leave you with them. So tomorrow on the show, who we got? TK Midzer and What's So Not, two incredible local artists.
Don't forget those Shawn Mendes meet and greets, ashlondonlive.com to register to win those.
What would I do without you boys?
Log
guys,
on now.
Log on now. Luke, no.
Log on? It's 1999. Who says log on? Microphone.
Go on the website.
Oh, gosh. Mm. We'll catch you tomorrow night, and I'll leave you with this legend.
Man, it is an amazing day to be alive, not just because we launched the new radio show today, but because three of my favourite artists announced side shows. I'm calling it a good omen, and I'm running with it. Kicking us off is Gallant. He's this UK artist. You probably heard his song Waiting Gold. Super croony, super sexy. The man can sing. His album Oology is it's like baby making music. So he's going to be here 17th and 18th of April, but tickets are on sale this Wednesday.
I'm pulling my way.
World in the UK. Probably one of the best gigs I ever saw was about 6 years ago in London with one Corinne Bailey Ray, who had just taken a couple of years off of making music, and this was her return. She cried through the whole concert. It was so beautiful. There was so much love in the room, and I don't know, something about the way she sings, it's so heartfelt and beautiful. This chick had that huge track a couple of years ago, Put Your Records On.
Girl, put your record on.
She's also coming out for Blues Fest, but they announced some side shows today, so you can see her in April of next year, which sounds like a while away, but it will sell out, so make sure you get tickets. But the big one, I mean, I saw this in the morning and I jumped straight out of bed. I called my boss. I told him I need two nights off so I can see Chance the Rapper in both Melbourne and Sydney on Jan 3 and 4. ChanceRaps.com is where to get tickets. I cannot explain to you how much I love this guy. He started out with this kind of like dirty acid rap at his new album. Well, I should call it a mixtape because he doesn't actually sell it. You can only stream it. Amazing. This guy only makes his money off merchandise and touring. And it's also a great chance for me to actually play him on this very show. So he's going to be here in January, but he's going to be on the show right now. Chance the Rapper, all night. I'm going to be dancing for the next couple minutes. When we come back, I'm probably going to be really puffed out. That's why.
Built for the nation
with dedication.
This is Ash London
live.